This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital dwellers. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy world of screens, stress, and everything in between. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like your mind's a tangled mess of notifications, deadlines, and that never-ending scroll? You know, the feeling that whispers burnout just around the corner. Well, I get it. We're living in a time where our attention is a currency, and honestly, we're all kind of overspending. But guess what? There's a cure for this digital fatigue, and it's not about quitting social media or going off-grid, though this can help too. It's about building resilience, that inner strength to bounce back from the digital overload and keep your mental well-being thriving. So, let's talk about five things you can actually do right now to start fortifying your mental armor against burnout. First up, mindful moments. We all know we should take breaks, but it's so easy to fall into that just one more email trap. Try this at a timer for 5 minutes every hour and step away from the screen. Seriously, just get up, stretch, look out the window, or even do a silly dance. It sounds small, but those mini breaks can make a huge difference in resetting your brain. Next, curate your digital diet. You wouldn't eat junk food all day, right? Well, think about your online consumption. Are you scrolling through negativity, comparison traps, or endless news cycles that leave you feeling drained? Be intentional about what you consume. Follow accounts that inspire you, share uplifting content, and engage with communities that bring you joy. Remember, you have the power to choose what feeds your soul. Third, prioritize real-world connections. This one's super important. It's easy to get lost in the virtual world, but face-to-face interaction is a superpower for mental well-being. Call a friend, grab coffee with a loved one, or join a club based on your interests. Remember, human connection is what truly nourishes our spirits. Now let's talk about setting boundaries. This is non-negotiable. Establish clear limits on screen time, work hours, and even social media engagement. It's like saying no to the third slice of pizza. Sometimes you've got to stop before you reach overload. Teach yourself to say enough and protect your precious mental space. Finally, remember, self-care is not selfish. It's essential for staying grounded and resilient. Schedule time for activities that recharge you, whether it's taking a long walk, reading a good book, meditating, or indulging in a relaxing bath. Treat yourself like the VIP you are. Okay, let me share a quick story that really drives home these points. Imagine this. Sarah is a super-driven entrepreneur who juggles multiple projects and constantly feels plugged in emails, calls, deadlines. It's a whirlwind. She's known for her hustle, but lately, she's feeling the burnout creeping in. The constant stimulation leaves her drained, anxious, and unable to truly enjoy life outside of work. One day, Sarah decides to take a mini-break during her workday, just 15 minutes to go for a walk in nature. She focuses on the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, and the warmth of the sun on her skin. This simple act of mindfulness helps her reset her energy levels and gain a fresh perspective. She starts implementing other strategies, setting boundaries, prioritizing real-world connections, and scheduling time for activities she loves. Slowly but surely, Sarah reclaims her well-being and rediscovers the joy in life beyond the digital screen. So, remember, you don't have to be a superhero juggling a million things at once. Building resilience is about making conscious choices that prioritize your mental well-being. It's about being intentional with your time, your energy, and your connections. It's about finding joy in the simple moments and remembering that taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for thriving in this digital age. Ready to level up your resilience game? Share this episode with a friend who might need a digital detox reminder. Leave a review, let me know your thoughts, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, folks, so let's build a world where mental well-being is celebrated, not sacrificed. Until next time, stay grounded, stay vibrant, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.